Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, fall means a lot of things, and you maybe have a favorite of the fall season, but one of the things that comes to mind for me is the apple crop. Now, apples get ripe over quite a period of time depending on the variety, but I still think of fresh apples as being something that comes with fall. So I wanted to talk about an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Actually, I have a really true story, but it happened a long time ago, early in my life, so that's a long time ago. A young woman and a young man were dating, and then she started dating another man, an older man. So the younger man sent her a bushel of apples with the message, the older person was a doctor. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Man, did I mess that up. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, and I don't think it worked. Anyhow, that proverb actually has been around for a long time. It started out in 1866 as a proverb saying, eat an apple on going to bed, and you'll keep the doctor from being well-fed. And then that changed over time to an apple a day, no doctor to pay. And also, it just sort of twisting it, an apple a day sends the doctor away. So, have you ever used that saying? I mean, I've heard it often. But how do you eat apples? Do you like apples? Is that something that's on your list when you go to the grocery store? Or do you know some neighbors or maybe yourself where you are harvesting those fall apples? Whatever, I hope you are keeping apples in your diet. And you have so many choices, whether it's local or all year long, you go to the grocery store and you see all these many kinds of apples displayed. One resource I found listed 76 varieties. I'm sure there's more than that. But this one listed 76 varieties along with what they're good for and their color, their shape, their size, how you store them, just a ton of information. And it does vary a great deal from apple to apple. Across the nation, the favorite apples right now are Braeburn, Ambrose, Honeycrisp, and Pink Lady. Several of those, no surprise. Several maybe you aren't really familiar with. And of course, it does depend how you're going to use them. The one that you've probably heard and still is on this list, that's sort of the all-around apple for baking, cooking, eating, you know, any way you want to use that apple, is Johnnigold. And those are almost always readily available. And then, do you just eat them fresh? Just keep them ready for a snack? That's a good way to do. But maybe you have some other favorite ways. You know, there are lots of baked products that have apples in them. Some people would list apple pie as their favorite kind of pie. And what about apple dumplings? Not high on my list to make. I think they're a lot of work. But some people love to make those. Others love to eat them. And fried apples, that's a pretty easy thing to do. So, no matter how you eat apples, they're good for you. But eating them with the skin on is the really best way in relationship to nutrition, because many of the benefits are in the skin. So apple juice, probably shouldn't be at the top of anybody's list for nutrition. And applesauce, well, it has generally a little more fiber in it, and it might be very, very sweet, or it may have no sugar added at all. So you can kind of pick and choose there. But remember that the very best apple for the most benefits nutrition-wise is one that's not peeled. Now, the writer of one of the articles that I was reading is the former executive editor of Harvard's Men's Health Manual. So He says that's the first thing he does every morning is eat an apple. It's just grab that apple, and while he reads the newspaper, before he eats anything else, he eats an apple. Now, if you want to add apples to your diet and you're not eating very many, well, don't start all of a sudden eating one a day. It could mess up your digestive system because you're adding quite a lot of fiber on a pretty quick basis. So start out a little more slowly, maybe, you know, 3 or 4 a week, every other day, and then graduate to one a day. So why are they so beneficial? Well, there's not been a lot of research related to apples specifically, a little bit that I want to mention, but apples have the same ingredients as other fresh fruits and vegetables in terms of fiber, lots of different vitamins and minerals, and antioxidants, and a whole list of that are just naturally there that are the same as other fruits and vegetables. And so, you know, that it's just said, okay, an apple is similar to others, and we know that those ingredients are beneficial in terms of health. The one that I didn't, some people are really interested in is potassium. Apples have quite a bit of potassium in there. So some things that, again, generalizing from other fruits and vegetables, you know that the fiber prevents cholesterol, or at least helps lower it, which is related to heart disease. It might keep dementia at bay. It's also concerning asthma, diabetes, and Parkinson's disease, and it may improve lung function. So again, generalizing that. But in one research study, there is research specifically on apples, but of course it's most research to know that it's the apples that changes people's lives is sort of difficult. But in one study of 800 people, it didn't say that eating the apple kept the doctor away, but it did appear that the people who ate adequate number of apples used fewer prescriptions. So that's sort of an interesting twist that not only for health reasons, but also for economic reasons. You're taking fewer prescriptions, well, good for you. So as we mentioned, eat the apple with skin and eat it in a balanced diet. Eating a couple apples a day as a weight reduction diet is not a good thing to do. You need to balance it out a little bit. And talking about balance, one of the things you can balance with apples, and I'm guessing some of you do this, just eat your apples with peanut butter or a slice of cheese. So you're sort of balancing the fruit with a protein source. So it's a good snack. When you're looking for that snack, that kind of thing is a good balance. So overall, and apples are easy to keep in your home. They're convenient. You know, you can just keep a bowl of them. Okay to keep them in the refrigerator if you like them cold, but not necessary to do. So they're very convenient. You know, you can eat them on the way to somewhere else. It can be a part of a main meal, but it also can be a low-calorie, low-fat snack. And as we said, their apples, along with other fruits and vegetables, are rich in fiber, antioxidants, and a whole series of vitamins. So think about those apples. If you haven't had any yet, now might be the time to find a local source or check them out at your local grocery store. And until next time, do you believe that an apple a day keeps the doctor away?